Oh, good evening. May I have your cloak and invitation? Thank you very much. I see you're wearing a brown ribbon tonight. How exciting. I'm sure you'll find the right fit in no time. Now, just a reminder of the rules for you. Your ribbon is a signifier of your chosen experience this evening. May align with the kinks that you've chosen to partake in for tonight. So if someone approaches you and mentions your ribbon, they share your delightful deviances. As always, you can stop your experience at any time and your partner or partners will stop immediately. There are private rooms available throughout the villa, along with a few public viewing rooms for those who enjoy putting on a show. Are you ready to enter the ballroom? Wonderful. Head down this hallway, follow the music. The entrance is on the right, just through those curtains. Have a lovely evening, darling. Do enjoy your time tonight.
Oh, excuse me, Oh, it's you. I was wondering when I'd stumble into you. I didn't hurt you, did I? Well, that's good to hear. And yes, before you ask, I did mean it. I've been wondering when I'd bump into you. Not literally like a few seconds ago, of course. Despite your size, you're not easy to miss. I'm serious. You are quite small and that outfit seems to swallow you up. And please, don't think I'm making fun of you. I think it looks wonderful on you. Oh, really? I'm not too accustomed to suits, as you can see from my size. I feel like a fool even wearing this. Like an orc and something two sizes too small for him. But, as kindly asked in the invitation, I'm supposed to look as dapper as possible. I look better than an orc, hmm? But you can't even see my face. How do you know I'm not ghastly under this? Good point. I guess wearing masks is the point of this ball. Looks don't matter here, only attraction does. Maybe attraction to someone's voice? Personality? Size? Oh, I'm sorry. I must have zoned out for a bit. This is my second glass of wine, so you'll have to forgive me. It's awful, isn't it? A large man like me being such a lightweight. But it does take the edge off. Plus, I'm sure the Maker enchanted it with one of her magic, and whatever the Fey wanders she possesses. You're a lightweight as well. Well, cheers to that. You know, if you ever find that you need some help when you had a little too much to drink, I'd be happy to assist you. Oh, well, you know, navigating the ball and whatnot, I'd be happy to scoop you up and carry you if your legs happen to stop working. An excuse for me to touch you? Me? I would never, my dear. I may be 10 times the size of you, but I'd never lay my hands on anywhere on you. Unless you want me to. Well, I try. Being a gentleman is only right for such a setting, don't you agree? Yes, I did say that. I've been wondering when I'd bump into you tonight. I couldn't help but notice the color of your ribbon. It's brown, and it stuck out to me amongst the sea of masks immediately. No need to be shy about it. The ribbons are important for a ball like this. Actually, what brings you to the ball like this? curiosity? Maybe someone dragged you with them? Perhaps pleasure? All of the above, huh? Well, thank goodness you ran into me. Many of the guests here wouldn't waste any time trying to spirit you away. Please don't let me assume and tell me if this is too personal. But are you one of us? Or are you... Just as I thought, you're a human. I had a feeling as soon as I saw you. Yet another thing that drew me to you, well, other than your ribbon. Though, even though humans are welcome here, it is rare to see them mingle with Fae, especially ones like me. I caught you. You've been staring at my fangs since we've met. Do they frighten you? I thought not. You're just as curious about me as I am about you, little human. You know what kind of being I am, don't you? Or maybe perhaps the mask was a little too on the nose. But again, this is what required by the invitation. All guests must be honest about who and what they are. And I wish to be honest with you. You don't know me, and I don't know you. But I know we'd both be lying if we said an attraction between us didn't exist. Your scent is intoxicating. It's been arousing me all night, even when you weren't even in my line of sight. I've been waiting for you to come to me. I admit that I was too afraid to find you myself in fear of frightening you, despite your ribbon. But now that you're standing here, I can't help but feel I'm everything you want tonight. Would I be right in assuming that, darling? Then, with your permission and your enthusiastic consent, I'd like to take you away from the ball and somewhere more private. And don't worry, we don't have to do anything you're not comfortable with. But if you do agree to spend the night with me, I'll make sure I'll give you everything that your curious brain is thinking of. Do I have a yes, little human? Perfect. Come with me. After you, my dear. Aren't these rooms so nice? The beds are big enough to fit like 5 people, and the lighting is just so... Now hold on, darling. I appreciate your eagerness for me, but what do you think you're doing? Yes, kissing me, without my permission. I love that you want me just as much as I want you, but I especially love that you're not afraid to show me just how much I affected you earlier. But did I tell you you can kiss me? No. Did I express any interest in kissing you? No. So here's your first lesson in obedience when you're with me tonight, little human. You listen to everything I say and don't go doing something that you just want to do because you want to. I make the decision here. I tell you what to do, what to say, and how to touch me. I'm a very possessive man, my dear, especially with my nighttime partners. I consider you mine tonight, and I take very, very good care of things that are mine. If you want that, don't be afraid to tell me if you are uncomfortable. I want you to feel good for me. So if you consent to playing with me tonight, you'll only be consenting to being complete control of me. You'll be my good and sweet little human, and you'll do whatever I want and say, including using the safe word. You know, when you need to stop or pause. We'll also use a safe word and the traffic system. Are you familiar with those? Good. Give me a safe word then. Pick any that you'd like. A word you'd never say out loud. Oh, you're a funny little human. You know that? Don't forget that word or the traffic lights. Oh, yes. And call me Daddy. I like that. Am I understood? That's my good little human. I can't deny how much I love hearing Daddy spill from those lips. My body can't deny it either. Especially my cock. Do you want to feel it, baby? Then fucking kiss me and put your hands on my hard cock. Stroke me through my pants. I know I'm a big man, but you can reach me. Just stand on your toes. Perfection. And not just because you follow directions. You feel so right against me. So small. So delicate. I could break you if I wanted to. You know that, right? Fuck. And judging by the way you're stroking my cock right now, I think you like that idea. Devious little thing, aren't you? Oh, fuck. And you smell so good. You have no idea what it's doing to me. It's making me want to tear your fucking clothes off. Well, I won't spoil the surprise. You want me to tell you? Well, where's the fun in that, darling? Why don't I just tear those fucking clothes off and show you? That's a good little human. I hope you didn't like this outfit too much. Look at you. You in this perfect little body. Come closer to me. Let me hold you against me. You fit just like a fucking glove. You wouldn't mind if I toyed with this neck, would you? Good. Just close your eyes, darling. You're about to get a taste of what these fangs feel like. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm marking you, of course. Everyone on site here needs to know that you're mine to claim. At least for tonight. However, I'd be lying if I said that this magnifying attraction I feel towards you isn't making me want more. Call me insane. Call me a fool. But I cannot deny how you make me feel. Maybe it's just my animal instinct to mate another tinier, prettier being. But all my body is telling me to do is to keep you. To make you my good little human for the rest of my days. If that scares you, tell me now. So you feel it too, don't you? That's why you decided to come with me, isn't it? Then let me get you on this fucking bed so you can come with me. Be rougher, you say? I can do that. How does tossing you in the bed suffice? You're having such fun with this. I love that. Then you'll probably enjoy this then. I'm sorry to spring this on you, darling, but I had to just get out of these clothes. They were becoming tighter than I'd like. Especially my pants. That expression's adorable. Can I assume my appearance appeases you? There's a lot more hair than the average man, I'm afraid. So you got a thing for hairy chests? Touch me, then. I want your scent all over me, and mine all over you. That's it, little human. Use those hands. I want you to know all of me. I love these little hands of yours. That's it, darling. Lay back. I need to be on top of you. I'm not too heavy, am I? My body practically swallows yours up. Judging by the daze in your eyes, you like that. You little slut. You love that I'm much bigger than you. You can't get enough of it. And I can't get enough of you either. Spread those thighs for me, darling. I want to see that pretty hole. Fuck. You're perfect. And I need to get my tongue on you. Would you like that too, darling? Didn't do me one small favor. Open that fucking mouth and give me more of those sweet little sounds while I taste you. Oh, this pussy tastes so fucking good. Let's see what that other hole tastes like then. Oh, relax, darling. I think you'll like this one. Oh, God. Oh, my God, I fucking need you. Every moment I'm not inside you drives me insane. Can I fuck you now? Please, darling, tell me that I can. Tell me what you fucking want. You have a color for me? Green? That's a good little darling. Now take my cock. Oh, fuck. You feel so heavenly. And so fucking tight. I need to get a hold of myself. You're making me so hard to hold myself back from turning into a complete animal on you, darling. The last thing I want to do is to frighten you. Really? Are you sure? If you really let me fuck you the way I want to, I have to mate you for life. That's what animals like me do. We find our mate and we keep them forever. There will be no one else for you but me. You'll be bonded with me for the rest of your days, even. Are you sure that's what you want, little darling? Such a slutty little thing. You want to be mated by someone you've only met for one night. Oh, I'm going to enjoy this immensely. Okay. Let's get these legs up against my chest. Now wrap your arms around me. And feel my weight on top of you. As I... pound you into the mattress. Oh, you love this? Listen to those precious moans. They're music to my ears. Keep singing for me, darling. I want everyone to hear just how much you love me making you mine. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, baby. But I can't stop myself. My fangs are aching and I feel my claws growing in. You just drive me fucking insane. I can't control myself anymore. I have to fuck you harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can take it, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You can take it. Fucking take it, my little human. Fuck. Oh. Take my big, aching cock while I sink my claws into your thighs. Feel my tongue and my teeth on your soft skin. Fuck. I want me all over you. I want you to smell like me. I want my marks imprinted on that body. Tell me you want that too, please. Tell me you want me to mate you. Look at me in my eyes and tell me you want me to fuck you until we both come. That's my good little human. I will warn you though, darling. I have a lot saved up in these balls. Just hold on to me. Feel this with me. Let me show you a real man. Fey, bear not. Fucks. Fuck. Fuck. Kiss me more, please. I can feel that you're about to come. Don't look away from me, darling. Look at me while I fuck this hole and pump you full of my cum. I can't wait to make you mine. Look at me. Don't turn away. I know it feels good, little darling. I know, but I need your eyes on me. I need to see them as I see you come with my cock filling you up. I can't fucking stand how perfect you are. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Come with me, my little human. Come with me. Don't move. Don't move. I still got more saved up in this cock, and I intend to use it all on you. Keep looking at me as I come all over your gorgeous body. give your all to me, my little darling. Fuck. Fuck. I just can't stop. It just won't stop fucking coming. Oh, look at you. You're absolutely breathtaking with me dripping off that skin. Such a precious little thing. And you are all mine. All fucking mine. Are you all right? Can you move? Just a little sore. That's better than I thought. I was so sure I had seriously hurt you. But hold still, my dear. I'm gonna lick myself out of this pretty hole of yours. Oh. Oh, you like that? Maybe we can have more overstimulation later. Right now, my concern lies with that body. Let me massage those aches out of your thighs. You did so, so well for me tonight. You deserve me at my soft, too. Now, the least favorite part. Cleaning off my cum. As much as I love smelling me on you, I'm sure keeping my, essence on you is very uncomfortable. So please hold still, darling. So pretty. Another spot here. I didn't think I'd made it to this spot. Okay. I think I got it all. Better now? Judging by that lazy smile, that's a yes. Come close to me. I wish to feel your body against mine. Thank you for giving yourself to me tonight. I'm so happy you enjoyed yourself. Shh. Don't think about tomorrow, or even later in the night. Just think about now, and what we have. All I know is that we want each other, and we have each other. There's no better fact than that. Except for one thing. Just as I said before, you fit just like a glove against me, my darling. Mwah.